Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Don't wait another nanosecond to call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
Now it's time for our research report with Aaron Sow, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Take it away, Aaron.
Hi, Griffin Lee. Well, the next two holidays on the calendar for many sellers are Halloween and Thanksgiving, and we're seeing October sales spike in some categories as a result. What's also happening, as always, is that some sellers are leveraging holiday sales spikes better than others. Want to get a little holiday boost on just about any kind of inventory? Ask yourself if any of your goods might be marketable to holiday shoppers. Here are just a few things to look for. One, color. Every holiday has colors. Whatever you sell, if they match a holiday's typical colors, some shoppers may be interested in buying them as part of their seasonal shopping. Two, motifs. Each holiday has predictable symbols and images, so if you have some socks with pictures of cats or moons on them, well, during October, list them as Halloween socks. Ban your orange pet sweaters as Halloween pet sweaters, and your black earrings as Halloween earrings, and so on. Three, uses. People do really predictable things on holidays. On Halloween, they party and trick-or-treat. On Thanksgiving, they gather, cook, and eat. Have anything that can be used for trick-or-treating, gathering, cooking, or eating? In October, LED flashlights are trick-or-treat safety items. In November, your earth tone tumblers are Thanksgiving essentials. These are just examples, and your listing changes don't have to be substantial. Add one or two new keywords, maybe a holiday color or image to set the mood. Whether you adjust your inventory for the holidays or not, remember that people love to shop and to creatively express themselves. So give them a reason to see your products as part of their holiday fun, and you stand to make more sales. For more on leveraging holidays to increase sales, visit terapeak.com/eBay Radio. One word. Back to you, Griffin Lee.
Thanks, Aaron. Thank you so much. That's a great report.
That was good.
Got to get ready for the holidays there, boys and girls.
Right. Hey, remember when we were young, there were always those urban myths of mean people giving out apples with things like pins or razor blades.
Razor blades and stuff, yeah.
Those were the good old days of Halloween.
I had one thing happen to me when I was a kid, and I was smart enough to bring it home to my parents.
What was it?
I was about 7 years old. We lived on a military base, so, you know, you feel a little safer, I can tell you. And back in the day, the parents, you just went out and did Halloween. The parents didn't even come with you, right?
Yeah, that's how we did it.
You took the bag and you went. I knocked on a door. We said trick or treat, and they were having a party with a bunch of sailors. And this guy handed me this little box. He says, "Here, happy trick or treat." And I got home and looked at it, and it was aspirin. It was a little tin
of aspirin. You gave him a headache.
Yeah. See, I mean, people are idiots.
You had me at party full of sailors. But.
That was it.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's the only time I got anything bad, because it only happened once or twice. But, you know, there were people putting razor blades in kids' playgrounds for a while in L.A. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, but, you know, these kids reach puberty so quick they need to shave. I was the same way. I grew up in a housing project, and there were always tons of kids, and we just went out like as soon as it got dark and stayed out for 4 or 5 hours. I remember dragging home pillowcases and then picking up a new one so I could go out and fill that. And we had enough candy to rot the whole neighborhood's for 2 years.
Oh, yes.
It was amazing.
So I am going to go to eBay right now, and I'm going to put in Halloween.
Oh, that'll bring a lot of stuff.
And let's see what we got going today.
Yeah, what?
Halloween. Okay. Well, the Minnie Mouse costume's the first thing. Oh, the deals came up.
Yeah.
So I'm still
on
deals.ebay.com.
You want to go to the...
No, I like this. Look at this. Deluxe black feather wings. Oh, I love that. Dark fairy fallen angel.
That's me. A dark fairy fallen angel.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Yep.
Oh, look, there's a Captain Morgan costume. You put your leg up.
Oh, now here's one. Twisty costume, adult, scary clown, creepy mirror. What's happened to clowns shouldn't happen to my worst enemy.
I don't know if I'd wear a creepy clown outfit this year.
You're supposed to be creepy.
Yeah, I don't know if
I'd wear
one. That's
the whole point. I'm sad that clowns have now become creepy.
They were always creepy.
No, they were not.
Yeah,
they were fun. You saw them when you went to the circus.
Oh, I hated clowns.
You know, where they mistreated the elephants and
everything. Oh, jeez, I hated clowns. I thought, you're not funny, you're creepy. Get away from me.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
eBay Radio poppin'.
Another one?
Better go answer the door.
Better go answer it.
I'm coming.
This is fun.
Okay, you're right.
This is fun.
Hello. Hi, come on in. Have a seat.
Okay, who is this?
Our next victim is here, Lee.
Have a seat. I'll adjust your microphone. And there we are.
And what is your name?
Please tell us your name.
Absolutely. My name is Ripple Soraya.
Ripple Soraya?
Yes.
You're hired. You've got a radio job. That's Ripple.
It is a conversational piece. That is a true statement.
Ripple Soraya. So they had a news station in San Diego years ago, and I'm sure they do this all over the country also, where the people who were doing the traffic and the weather all had names like traffic or weather.
Yeah.
You know, like Sandy Beach. You would be Ripple Soraya. I mean, yes. You're doing the Beach Reach News.
I'm the long lost sister of Rainbow Phoenix and
yes, exactly.
Phoenix and, you know,
love,
that lot.
Love the name. So your senior manager.
I'm thinking about high school wine parties.
Yeah, Ripple. Oh.
Right. Remember Ripple? Do you know what that was?
Somebody told me.
Yeah.
Yes. It was
the
like
worst thing in the world. It got you drunk though. So
it's like cheap whiskey or
it's
something.
Cheap wine. Like that Ballyhigh. Mogan David, what was the other one that was really cheap? I can't remember. Anyway, that was years ago. So you are the senior manager in retail moment merchandising. What the heck is retail moment merchandising?
It's a tongue twister, that's for sure.
That's true.
So retail moments really is just our seasonal calendar, and it's cross coordinating items and inventory and experiences that people are looking for during retail moments like Mother's Day, Father's Day. Definitely the new one or the platinum one of the year always is the holidays.
The holidays.
It's coming
right.
up. Yep.
I thought you were going to say the elections, but the holidays.
So retail moments. So what exactly does that mean on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah. So on a day-to-day basis, it's smaller retail moments like, you know, like Griff just mentioned, election day, things like even movie releases like Captain America, Star Wars was a big one for this past year. To the ones that I think everyone year in and year out kind of think about is for gift giving or for purchase occasions, like Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, et cetera.
So everybody that popped in on us today has merchandising in their title, but you don't have deals in your title.
Well, actually, I don't specifically in my title, although deals has a lot of the mindset that you would find in a lot of the retail moments. For example, Memorial Day, Labor Day, President's Day.
I see.
So the deals platform gets a lot of play in general, but more specifically for those retail holidays.
And there's some that aren't really even holidays, like Super Bowl, but that's a retail moment.
That is so true. You want your big screen TV before you have your Super Bowl party.
The Olympics, when they're on that year, are in a sense a retail moment because they spark interest in certain types of items, merchandise, and memorabilia.
Absolutely. We had a curated cross-category event that spoke to that mindset specifically. And so that's kind of where the intersection is, working on the deals team. So I do work for deals, merchandising, promotions, but also retail moments. And the kind of thread between both of them is that we're agnostic, kind of cross-vertical.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right. So, and is there a period of time during the year where there's very few retail moments?
Never.
So
there's always time to buy. It's like the Macy's sale. There's always a sale.
It's always a
somewhere.
Sale.
People always want to buy.
But it's not just about sale in the matter or discount. It's about merchandise.
Yeah, it's not about the right item at the right price. It's about the right item at the right price at the right time. It's kind of like your significant other, right? Like it's the right person at the right time.
Yeah. And I've seen this so many times. My interest at eBay are retail moments that happen around unexpected cultural phenomena. So the news breaks a year or so ago that, you know, there's this whole controversy around a movie that Seth Rogen does called The Interview, right? Mm-hmm. And suddenly posters from that movie go wild. But absolutely. I knew this is going to last for 1 week or maybe 10 days and then it's going to fizzle. So it was fun watching the bubble because prices went up, and then just everything dropped.
So you have a hard calendar, like with Mother's Day and things like that.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
then a soft calendar with these moments that pop up that are anomalies.
Absolutely. And those are the ones that really, you know, speak to your heartstrings. You know, it's like losing Muhammad Ali
exactly.
and Prince.
Yeah.
And really working out a playbook where we can surface inventory that people are looking for and that eBay has. Like, that's kind of the quintessential nature of eBay is that we have these items that are hard to find.
And we don't want to make it look like we're trying to profit off celebrity death, but
not at all.
But we are.
Exactly.
But people, the mob mind at that point is focused on that as a topic, and you naturally see this. The marketplace reflects it. Yeah,
it's true.
We're gonna take a break in a few
Will
seconds.
Will you stay with us, Ripple?
Oh, I'd love to. This has been so much fun.
And it's not over yet.
And it's a nostalgic trip,
A nostalgic trip. Yeah. That's a good one. We want to talk to you a little bit about what you see happening in the year ahead and maybe some of the challenges that you face in your role when it comes to defining and then fulfilling retail.
And we're going to do our event calendar, too. She can help us.
Yes. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Coming up next, this week's very last segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
No active content. That means no Flash, no JavaScript. None of those things that used to make my listing stand out from the crowd. Now what?
Relax. There's no need to get crazy. Instead, get Crazy Lister. With Crazy Lister, you can create professional-looking listings in just minutes via Crazy Lister's super easy drag-and-drop interface. Use one of Crazy Lister's templates or create your own from scratch. Either way, Crazy Lister is already 100% compliant with eBay's new policy banning active content. And every Crazy Lister listing is automatically optimized for mobile viewing.
So, professional-looking listing, check. Looks good on mobile devices, check. And free from active content, check.
First, relax. Then sign up for Crazy Lister and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio. All one word. That's Crazy Lister, mobile optimized and active content compliant at crazylister.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. BULQ. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's BULQ, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember BULQ.com, the easy way to source.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 388.
You have an item you want to list. Luis Sanchez is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Herbs Crafts Gifts. She says before you list your item, think about using Best Offer. She says more and more people are.
I was really happy to hear that so many people are using that. I have a lady in our meetup group who refuses to buy anything that has Best Offer on it because she thinks it's too negotiated. They should be asking what they want. But I find that Best Offer works, and I don't care if they offer me a low offer. I can always counter back, and I usually tell them, you know, this is my best price.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email, using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. And we are still here with Ripple. Ripple is Ripple's Soraya.
Yes.
And with, I got it right. She's the senior manager for Retail Moment Merchandising. We were discussing retail moments and what that means to eBay and, of course, to eBay sellers. And what we learned is that there's a retail moment every day.
And, you know, we would love to have you on for these retail moments. So,
oh, that would be great.
When you got a retail moment coming up, let us know, and talk to Chris.
So basically I'll be here every day.
So,
well, no, we could have a, well, we're not on every day, but you could have a retail moment field report.
Yeah. I was talking to Chris about doing that, you doing that. So, you know, we need to talk because
that sounds
we
great.
Want you guys to, you know, come in and do those field reports would be great. How long have you been with eBay?
I've been with eBay for 2.5 years. So, you know, you always, especially on the deals team, you kind of, measure your years by the number of holidays you've gone through. So I have been here for 3 holidays. I started in October 2014.
So you've seen it all.
So I've, you know, yeah, it feels much longer than 2.5 years because it's 3 holidays.
It's like 20. It's a long time. And so much has changed since that holiday season. That was a, 2014 was a holiday campaign that we hadn't had one in a while.
So true. Yeah. So we had started doing a holiday campaign in 2014, but 2015, actually is when we first did a holiday, where we had sort of a style guide and an integrated campaign. So our campaign last year was Wish Bigger. And, this year it's the gift that's waiting for you is waiting on eBay. I might be getting, I might fudging those words.
The gift that's waiting for you is waiting on eBay. Oh, that's
or the
one.
Gift for you is waiting on eBay.
It's waiting on eBay.
Exactly. I'm
tapping its foot, drumming its little fingers.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, that's cute. That would make a cute commercial.
Yeah. So it's really about kind of, you know, telling people that it's not just about getting the gifts you'd find everywhere else, but there's a unique experience that you get when you come to eBay.
Where were you before eBay?
I was a consumer product goods brand manager. So I worked on ice cream. Best thing ever.
Ooh.
And,
cause you got to test it all, right?
Oh, you got to test it all. R&D. 9 a.m. in the morning.
Can you tell us the company?
It was Unilever. Which owns, Ben & Jerry's, Tandy,
right,
Magnum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Not a bad
Cherry
job.
Garcia.
And look at you. You kept your figure.
Oh, how did amazing. That happen? So you want to help
kind.
Us read the event calendar?
Well, sure. She doesn't have a copy in front of her,
okay.
So she would have to come over here to do that. But
okay.
And I, we could try it.
All right.
You could scooch on over. The mic's moved. There we go.
Okay.
The chair's not so much.
I'll read the first one while you're
all
doing
right.
that. Okay?
Okay.
Great.
So October 21st, 2016 is Ecom Chicago. That's a big one. And it's taking place both Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Belvedere Banquets and Events in Elk Grove, Illinois. And the topic, 2 days packed with great information you can use to start, grow, or streamline your e-commerce business. Going to be a lot of interesting people there. You know Jay and Nay, they're going to be doing their show from there. All kinds of, Lawson, all kinds of people are going to be there. Lynn Drawley, people you know and love that are eBay experts.
Okay, next up, later on this month, October 25th, 2016, New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group. The date is Tuesday, October 25th at 5:30 to 9 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner Lodge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Hope it doesn't rain, or snow rather. It's going to be quite snowy, I'm sure, hopefully. But the topic is demystifying shipping. And the speakers are eBay seller and USPS employee Kristen Kiernan.
Yeah, she's always a hot guest.
Then you can read the next one, Griffalo.
Oh, you want me to read the next one?
Yeah.
November 1st, 2016, SoCal e-commerce sellers group meetup. It's going to take place on Tuesday, November 1st, starting at 6 p.m., going to 9 p.m. at Ciravello's restaurant in Long Beach, California. The topic is the art of having a successful garage sale. The speaker is our very own good friend, Jason T. Smith, Tiki Pug. No charge for the meeting, but please support the restaurant by purchasing food and a beverage.
Then on November 4th, Steel City City eBay, Amazon, and e-commerce sellers group meetup. Friday, November 4th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. The topic, e-commerce news, and did you know, e-commerce facts plus Q&A and networking. Well, Ripple, oh, God, I love that name. Oh, Ripple.
Thank you.
Please,
I worked hard for it. Please, it wasn't so great when you were younger.
Please come
did
back.
Did you get teased a lot because of your name?
Of course you did.
Really?
Yes. I know exactly what they probably said, too. I'm not going to say it. But,
yes,
but
let's leave that a mystery. Demystify that. Don't demystify that.
Ripple, okay. My maiden name, my name is Rosalie rather than Lee, okay? So my maiden name was Rosalie Wood. So they used to tease me. They would say, Rosalie Wood do this.
Yeah. Well, Rosalie's a beautiful name.
I know, but when they add that to it.
I know.
What can I say? And Griff was, you know, made fun of too.
We've all had our bullying, haven't we?
Oh God.
I was tortured as a child. And that's why in the sixth grade I started a little garage band and suddenly I wasn't tortured anymore because I was like nerd cool.
Oh yeah. Because if you play an instrument, that's
So
Ripple, you're going to come back again, right?
And oh, I would maybe, love to. Maybe this do has been
some,
great.
Maybe do some field reports, maybe come back with us on the air and do another pop in.
Excellent. Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, Griff, we're going to go through every eBay employee one at a time.
Well, that's 35,000 employees.
35,000. Mm-hmm. That'll take
some of them aren't so exciting.
That'll take us into our dotage. I think we're already in our dotage.
Our dotage?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. We're women of a certain age, dear.
Yes.
Yeah, that's obvious.
That's true. So, Ripple, thank you so much.
Thank you. And, thank you so much for having me. It was nice meeting you, Rosalie.
Great spending time with you, Griffin.
It's my pleasure. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. We'll be live on Tuesday, October 18th, with our 3-hour, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific show called eBay Radio. Join us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought. Bye.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile, and you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.